is Isaac, Ishmael's half-brother, was weaned. A party was thrown, and there was much celebration. And during the party, something happened. We're not exactly sure what happened, but somehow Sarah, Abraham's wife, Isaac's mother, the mother of the weaned child, was set on edge. Ishmael did something, or at least she thought he did something. Maybe he just was there. We don't know. You know, sometimes people just get irritated, right? Everybody experienced that? You know, you're just in the room and it sets them off. Or maybe you're the person that's irritated. But something happened that set Sarah off. And she turned to Abraham and her husband, and she said, that boy, Ishmael, will never share in the inheritance with my son, Isaac. Send him away. Get rid of him. And it tells us that Abraham was deeply troubled. Abraham was one of those people, he was caught in the middle. 14, 15 years ago, after God had come to him in a vision and said, I'm going to make you into a great nation. When his wife Sarah was barren, he had no children, they had no children. God came to him in a vision and said, I'm going to make you into a great nation. And Sarah, his wife, being barren, thought she'd help God along, thought she'd help her husband out. And she said, here, take my servant, my slave woman, Hagar, and sleep with her. And maybe I can build a family through her. And in Genesis chapter 16, it tells us that Abraham took Hagar and he slept with her. And she became pregnant. And when she became pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. We don't know what their relationship was like before, but something turned in her. And she began to despise Sarah. Sarah picked up on it. And it tells us that Sarah beat Hagar. Hagar ran away. She ran into the desert. Pregnant, alone, in a very precarious situation. And as she was there in the desert, at rock bottom, not this rock bottom, another rock bottom, it tells us that God came to her and told her to get up and to return to her mistress. And God told Hagar, an Egyptian slave woman, that he was going to build a nation through her, through a slave woman. Hagar is there in the desert, in the wilderness, in the wild. And God tells her, you're going to name this son, this child that's in your womb, you're going to name him Ishmael. Ishmael. Ishmael means God hears. Here Hagar is, a slave woman, a woman, all alone in the wilderness, all alone in the desert. pregnant, vulnerable. She cries out to God. God hears her. And do you know what she names the place where she stops? She names it La. Let me get down, get back there. La ha, let me get there. Let's see. She names it Beer Lahai Roy, which basically means the God who sees me. Because in her place of aloneness, in her place of helplessness, in her place of feeling abandoned, misunderstood, not understood, abused, and used, she's conscious of the fact that God sees her. And God tells her to name her unborn son Ishmael. God hears. God sees her. God hears her. She goes back to Sarah. I don't think it could have been easy. Ishmael's born. And Abraham, we're given different clues throughout Genesis that Abraham loves Ishmael. He's his son, right? God comes to Abraham again. 14 or so years later, and says, your wife Sarah is going to have a child. Remember last week? And Abraham says, but what about Ishmael? You know what God says to Abraham? You know what, Abraham? I've heard you. There it is again. God hears. I've heard you. And I will build a mighty nation through Ishmael. But the nation that I build through Isaac, it's my chosen nation. You know, it's my plan. You can try to take things into your own hands and try to work things out, but this is my plan. But I hear you, Abraham. And I'll make Ishmael into a mighty nation as well. God hears. Well, Isaac is born. And as we learned last week, Isaac's name means laughter. You know, laughter at the goodness of God, laughter at the fact that what seemed impossible actually came to pass. Tells us that Abraham was 100 years old. He was 86 years old, 84 years old when Ishmael was born. When Isaac was born, he was 100 years old. You know, Sarah was past childbearing. God took a hopeless situation and brought life. And we're at the party. And Isaac is weaned. It's a time of celebration. But Sarah is set off and says, send Hagar, the slave woman, and her son away, because her son, that son, the son of the slave woman, will not share in the inheritance with my son. Can you hear the pain? Can you feel the pain? Can you feel the rejection? You know, and it tells us that Abraham is troubled. He's very troubled. Have you ever been there in a hard situation where you're just troubled and you don't know what to do and you don't feel like there's any kind of solution? And God comes to Abraham and he tells him, you know, listen to Sarah, because it is through Isaac that I'm going to build my chosen people. Listen to Sarah. But then he goes on and he says, do not be so distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the slave into a nation also, because he is your offspring. It's not an easy situation. It's an extremely hard situation. Abraham is caught in the middle. Next morning, it tells us that he gets up, probably before the sun rises. He wants to give Hagar and Ishmael the best situation that he can. Wants to give them a head start before the sun gets too high, before the sun gets too hot. Tells us that he takes food and he takes water and he puts it on Hagar's back. And he sends Hagar and Ishmael into the wilderness alone, into the desert alone. They travel. And after a while, we're not told how long, it probably was days, they reach rock bottom. They're in the wilderness alone. No water, no food. The boy begins to cry. Hagar puts him under a bush, stretched out there, young teenager. She goes off by herself because she says, I cannot bear to watch the boy die. And as she's sitting there, God comes to her again. He says, Hagar, get up. You know, take the boy by the hand. Says, do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift him up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. It's the promise that he'd spoken to her 14, 15 years ago. Come back. Hagar, get up. Take the boy by the hand. I will make him into a great nation. It says, then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. And I love this next part. You know what it says? It says, God was with the boy as he grew up. God saw. God sees. God hears. And God was with the boy. He didn't leave him. He didn't abandon him. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. God was with the boy as he grew up. And years later, when Abraham dies, do you know who is at his deathbed? Two sons, Abraham or Isaac and Ishmael. God hears. God sees. So I don't know who you identify with in this story. Maybe you don't identify with any of the people in this story, but maybe there's one person that you find yourself identifying with. Maybe you find yourself identifying with Abraham. You're stuck in between. You're stuck in a difficult situation and you feel like no matter which decision you make, it's going to be the wrong one. Do you know what God said to Abraham? Says, Abraham, I've heard you. I've heard your prayers. I hear you. God hears. Maybe you identify with Hagar. Maybe you're in that place where you're rock bottom. And you found yourself in situations, and you're in a current situation, and you're in a situation where you've been used and abused. You know, Hagar did not choose what happened to her, did she? She had no choice. But God heard her, right? And God saw her. And she says that she actually saw God. God sees. God hears. God sees you. God hears you. Or maybe you identify with Ishmael, the rejection, being sent off. God hears. Ishmael's name itself reminds us, his very name reminds us that God hears. Who is God? What is God like? God is a mystery in many ways. But this story in Genesis, kind of a side story, but a beautiful story, tells and reminds us that God hears, that God sees. Let's pray.